Hello, I am here today to tell the people that it is I, Senator Bernie Sanders, and I am tired of the 1% milk. I don't like 1% milk. I'll tell you that. No good.
Am I a joke to you? Hello, everybody. My name is Benjamin Aliber, and this is the My Joke to You podcast. This podcast features comedians who are in the industry currently and gets their perspective on life in the limelight, growing up through comedy, their journey, and a touch of mental health in society today. Most podcasts today, whether it be comedy or not, talk about the now. But I want to hear about the how. The point of this podcast is to understand how these comedians got to the point they're at, their journey they took, and why they love comedy so much, what comedy means to them, what it means to perform to a crowd of people chanting their name and laughing at their own material they worked hard to create. I want to make a difference, and I want to give them the platform they deserve. Because everyone has a story, and ours begins right now. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the My Joke to You podcast, Monday, December 12th. I am joined by Jonah Bowen. Jonah, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it.
Of course. So, we all know you are a junior at Emerson College. You helped found one of the orgs, Stand Up in the Park.
Yes.
You know, this is a comedy podcast. Tell me about that organization.
Sure. So when I got to Emerson as a freshman, I met up with some other comedic arts majors, and we really wanted to start doing comedy. But it was in the midst of COVID-19, the height of it. I mean, it's still going on now, but this was at the peak of COVID-19. And so we wanted to perform comedy, but unfortunately, all the clubs were closed. So I turned to one of my friends, Eddie Tarr, and Eddie said, wait a second, the Boston Common is right across the street. Why not go do stand-up comedy out there? So I was a little hesitant at first because I'd never done stand-up comedy before, but he really encouraged me to go do it. So we started out just telling jokes to squirrels and pigeons in the park, and then it kept growing, and more people wanted to do it. And then after a year of doing it, Emerson came to us and said, hey, this is a great organization. How about you guys make it official and become an Emerson org? And so ever since then, we've been an official Emerson organization, Stand Up in the Park.
So one important question right away. You mentioned, you know, in front of squirrels and pigeons. Are squirrels and pigeons welcome to perform?
Oh, of course. Yes. The great thing about Stand Up in the Park is it doesn't matter how much experience you have. You could have done stand-up your whole life or never done it a day in your life. And I bet you, Ben, that there's not a lot of squirrels and pigeons out there who've done stand-up comedy before. But if there are any out there that are interested, you're welcome in our troupe. We do typically now 2 shows a week, depending on the week, and we have 2 writing sessions every week. So if any squirrels and pigeons want to join, you're more than welcome.
How did your journey to Emerson come to be?
Yeah, sure. Well, when I was in high school, I was trying to figure out exactly what major I wanted to study. And I, you know, knew that I wanted to work in entertainment. I always, ever since my parents introduced me to Sesame Street when I was in diapers, I fell in love with entertainment. So I always knew that I wanted to somehow figure out how I could be a part of entertainment, and a friend of my mom suggested I check out Emerson. And I always heard in high school that when you visited colleges and you saw the college that you were supposed to go to, you would know. And I came to Emerson, and Emerson is purple, and I love purple. Purple's my favorite color.
Why do you love purple so much?
I don't know. I've always loved it since I was a kid. I love grape-flavored things, so I think the purple and the grape go together.
You know, as a kid, I was very self-conscious about wearing those kind of colors. Because, you know, Kids are taught not to wear that stuff. Or guys in particular. We're not taught to wear colors.
Which is, I guess that's an unfortunate, thing that people that, that people are told as kids. But I think it's good when, people are able to break those gender stereotypes.
Exactly.
And so I love purple. Purple's a great color.
It seems you've been, breaking a lot of norms, knowing, everything you've done. Huh? From your journey, as you just talked a little about growing up to coming to Emerson, you have gotten to even perform in nightclubs. And that's very hard for people to do, at our age. So what's that been like?
Oh, well, yeah.
Some of your favorites.
Sure. There's a great stand-up comedy club in New York called Stand Up New York. And they're amazing. I got to intern with them there. Nicest people, really great, just such a fun club, so many great comedians to perform there, and they have open mics there, and so I got to perform on an open mic show that went well there. Broadway Comedy Club in New York.
That's where a lot of stars start out, correct?
A lot of people have started out there doing stand-up, yeah. There's the Comedy Studio, which is right here in Boston, which is a great one. I did one open mic there. I think anybody who's interested in stand-up comedy, just getting up and doing it in clubs and stuff.
So what is it with you, though, in stand-up comedy? Why do you love it?
I think it's just such a universal thing in that, everybody loves to laugh. I mean, most people love to laugh.
Most.
Yeah. Every now and then there's people who don't want to laugh, and there's certainly times when, it's good to laugh and good not to laugh. But when you're at a comedy club, and everybody's having fun, and somebody gets up there and they're telling fun jokes, and everybody's there together, and everyone's laughing together, it's the greatest feeling in the world. And so I think it's such a great thing because it's great for both the comedian and the audience. And everybody just has a great time together, and that's what life is about, having a great time. So that's why I love Santa.
So that right there, Jonah, is a clip you sent me of Stand Up New York where you're talking about OCD, correct?
Yeah, so that was the open mic that I got to do at Stand Up New York Comedy Club. I went into, because I've always suffered with OCD my whole life, something that I've dealt with. And so at that show, I like to talk about that stuff because it's very relevant to me. So that was me. My OCD is when I was younger, I would apologize for everything. One time I walked into a wall and I apologized to the wall. So that was just a little piece from that I did at that show.
And now, a word from the sponsor of today's episode, HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store, and it makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable, which is why it's America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh offers convenient, contact-free delivery right to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. The recipes are easy to follow, quick to make, with steps and pictures guiding you along the way. HelloFresh also offers 50 weekly recipes featuring a range of flavors, cuisines, and ingredients so you'll never get bored and can try something new every week. I've been using HelloFresh for the last 2 months and I absolutely love it. The amount of meals I can choose from, and it saves so much time as a full-time college student who doesn't have much capacity to make dinner at the end of the day. So I'm partnering up with them to give a full week's worth of meals. That's 21 meals for free when you sign up. So go to HelloFresh.com/AmIAJokeToYou and use code episode1. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/AmIAJokeToYou and use code EPISODE1 for a full week's worth of meals, 21 meals from America's number one meal kit.
Who are some of the comedians you look up to and listen to when you're in need of laughter?
Yeah, my favorite comedian currently, right now, always loved Larry David. Larry David reminds me a lot of my family members. He's genius. He's a genius. Curb Your Enthusiasm is an amazing show. I've watched him a lot.
What got you into him? Why does he speak out? And just like everyone has a favorite comic.
Sure.
For me, you know, I'd say mine is John Mulaney, the way he's able to compel a crowd.
Yeah.
The way he talks. Every comedian has a voice.
Sure.
We all know his voice, but
yeah. For
you, what is it about Larry David's voice?
Well, I first saw Larry David, when he was doing a Bernie Sanders impression on Saturday Night Live, and I thought it was hilarious because at the time I was working on my Bernie Sanders impression.
And, can we hear your Sanders
impression? Hello, I am here today to tell the people that it is I, Senator Bernie Sanders, and I am tired of the 1% milk. I don't like 1% milk. I'll tell you that. No good. So anyway, that was the first time that I saw Larry David, and he reminded me of some of my family members. And then when I watched Curb Your Enthusiasm, because he's playing a character on Curb Your Enthusiasm, even though it's him, he's not really like that, I'm sure. And so he, because he talks about in interviews too, how like, this is TV Larry. And he just, TV Larry just, he says whatever he's thinking, and it's just the shenanigans he gets himself into are so funny, and it's really just such clever writing. He is genius at wrapping things back around. So, I love Larry David.
You know, kind of with wrapping things back around,
yeah. You
know, going from, we talked about some of your first impressions into comedy, growing up with comedy, even now with comedy.
Yeah.
What are your hopes for the future of your comedy life and what you might want to do with it?
Yeah, I think right now I know that I'm so obsessed with comedy that I have to be around it in some regard, and I'm trying to figure out exactly what that means. I don't think that my goal is to become a stand-up comedian. I think that my goal is to work with people that are in the comedy world, and whether that means writing, I love writing, or working in production. I found that my two main areas of interest right now are both writing and production, and getting to do internships and meeting with people, and classes here have really opened my eyes for that. So I hope to be able to do that, and whatever capacity that I do that in, I hope I can help people in doing that. So,
where do you want to perform someday? If you can go on a tour anywhere with your comedy, where would you want to be performing?
As a kid, I loved going to Radio City Music Hall. Such a classic venue. Such a monumental venue. But of course, I'm not at the level to do that. But in a hypothetical world, that would be pretty cool.
Is there any comedian you would love to open for?
Oh, I'd be honored to open for a lot of comedians. I mean, definitely any of these comedians that, you know, you mentioned Mulaney. Larry David doesn't really do stand-up.
Chris Rock?
Sure.
Will Smith?
Well, now you're going down. Will Smith isn't a comedian.
Bill Burr?
I like Bill Burr. Bill Burr's got funny material. Emerson alum.
True.
But
Sandler?
Yeah, he'd be up there. I love Adam Sandler. love Adam Sandler.
What is his best song?
What's his best song? Well, it's a classic one, but I love the Hanukkah song. That's a great one.
Who doesn't love the Hanukkah song?
Yeah, I don't know. If you don't love the Hanukkah song, I don't know why.
And Hanukkah, here it comes. It's just a few days away.
It's a few days away. That's exactly right.
No, for real. if there were some other comedians you could headline with.
Headline with.
You know, headline with. Open up for, you know, go on a tour with. Just who would you pick and why?
I think any of these comedians that we've mentioned so far, I am not. They're all people that have made me realize in the best way possible, that I can't do stand-up comedy.
Why?
Because they're so good. They're that talented that it's like, I won't be at that level, and that's okay.
Why don't you think you could get to that level, though?
I just think that they are so talented and they're so good, and also I don't know that that's my number one passion, is to do stand-up at the level that they do it at.
One of my next questions, or something I'm thinking of, is, as always, these are comedians we love because they fit the tune of our generation.
Sure.
We've grown up with them, just like they grew up with their favorite comics.
That's true.
So, do you think maybe you could use some of their stuff to incorporate with the next generation below us? Because, stuff right now doesn't fall to comedians our age, but it does, again, fall with their generation.
Sure.
So you could be entertaining the same amount for a while, if that makes sense.
I mean, hey, I would love to do stand-up comedy, I think, in my life. And you know, maybe not necessarily as a career, but in whatever I do as a career, I want stand-up comedy to also be a part of my life. So I hope to, you know, I love it, and I love being around it, so I hope to be able to follow it. To some regard.
What do you hope for the future of comedy?
Yeah. I hope that for the future of comedy, that, you know, I think comedy is something that will live on forever, which is really special, because it is so universal. And I hope that, you know, everybody can, I think it's so important for comedians to know their audience and write to their audience and write material that, you know, people are gonna respond positively to. So that's what I hope for the future of comedy, and that it continues on forever.
Well, Jonah, yes. I want to thank you for taking the time to be on Am I a Joke to You podcast today.
Thank you,
Ben. I hope you have a great rest of your week and good luck with your finals.
Thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you, Ben. I appreciate it.
Well, everyone, this has been the Am I a Joke to You podcast. Thank you for tuning in to episode 1 featuring Jonah Bowen. Stick around for bloopers if you like. If not, have a great day.
Is there any sets you regret doing?
No. I haven't performed any sets that I regret doing because I really think about what I write before I go on stage. Those sets that I have bombed.
Ever been booed off stage?
I've never been booed off stage, no.
Have you ever been thrown bananas at, tomatoes at?
No, but...
Have you thrown a tomato at somebody?
Okay, so I was at a Renaissance fair once, right? And they had a stand, and it was like $5, and you throw a tomato at a guy, and that was fun. And that was part of the Renaissance fair, so yes, technically I have thrown a tomato at a guy for $5.
Did he deserve it?
He was there going, hey, throw tomatoes at me, he was in character. It was fun. I missed. I didn't hit him. I missed. It was not a good throw. But also, $5 for one tomato? Come on. You don't even get to eat the tomato. You just throw it at a guy.
Did you get red?
Did I get red? Yeah, I was embarrassed. Yeah.
Like tomato?
Yeah. Shows I can't go into the MLB, I'll tell you that much.